So, our first talk is Stephen Blackheath is going to be talking about Haskell and all the wonderful things it doesn't let you do.
do a number of different types. Parallelism, this makes parallelizing things much easier. So, in Haskell, you can annotate your code saying that you want to run this bit parallel.
Got any questions for Stephen? Just a moment, if you come down with the mics.
Great, thanks. As an engineer, I've come to functional programming, kind of late in my programming life, via JavaScript of all things. But the one thing, like I've had difficulty with when I've looked at Haskell and other functional, more pure functional languages, is the IO bit, which you did go through quite quickly. But I was wondering, for someone who's come from the C world, what's an easy way to actually understand IO?
Well, as it's done in Haskell, it uses an abstraction called monad, which essentially puts it in a box.
Could you actually say something about monads? Because I've had a colleague trying to explain monads to me for about a month, and I still don't get it.
Well, I don't really have enough time to explain monads to you, but essentially they are... they put things in a box, and the operation takes something out of the box. But the reason why they're in trouble with it is just because it's such an abstract box. If you look at a concrete example, that's great.
Erlang, I believe, is dynamic in fact. Wrapping up some of the others. OCaml is fixed static in type like Haskell, but it's not as strict about IO, so it basically ignores IO. So it's less pure than I think it's more like pure functions that are needed. And if you need to be part of it, you get that potential. It's not as pure, but you actually get the big thing about Haskell, I think, is actually the strength and dynamism of the community.
Else have any questions? So where are our questions? Okay, one here. Then we'll have to wrap it up.
If Haskell is all about cleanliness and clarity of code, why do you use the lowercase L as a variable name?
I think it is common practice to use short names. I didn't spend too long on thinking of the variable name.
Okay, so one last question on this one, and then we'll move on to the next talk. Just on the variable name thing, if you're doing a copy, you're writing 0.3, so there are no variables at all. That makes it even easier to read.
I mean, that is the point, really, is that you're talking about a flow of information. You name things only when you need to make them clear. And it's a function. If you can take them out, the whole thing shrinks. It becomes simpler.
And my question is, have you played around with arrows or any of the even wacky stuff?
Yes, I use arrows a lot.
Is it harder or easier than my hands?
The problem is there's not very much material available to learn. I've written a tutorial on it.
Okay, so no more questions on this goal? Excellent. Everyone, please thank Stephen. So we'll just give a couple of minutes for our next presenter to set up.